One of the most common species of owl in California, if not the world, was named the 2010 Audubon California Bird of the Year after it received nearly 70% of votes cast during an online poll this past fall. With its distinctive white face, the barn owl is not only common in nature, but it has made its way into popular culture through webcams and popular children's books. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we spend some time with our bird of the year, the barn owl. This is Bay Birds. Barn owls can be found on all continents except Antarctica. They do like to live in barns, hence their name, but they will frequent agricultural lands, suburban and urban neighborhoods, and lightly forested foothills. They are medium-sized owls with long black legs, mostly white belly, and tawny brown back with black and white spots. It is one of the few species in which the female is actually more showy than the male. Females have some red on their chest and are heavily spotted. The more spotted the female, apparently, the less susceptible she is to parasites and disease. So these spots may act as a cue to interested males. More spots may mean greater breeding success. The barn owl's most notable trait, however, is that heart-shaped white face and dark eyes. This face isn't just used to gain adoring fans from the human world. It actually acts like a satellite dish, picking up minute sounds, particularly helpful when searching for prey. Even on the darkest nights, and even when prey hide deep within vegetation or snow, barn owls can easily detect their prey by using their remarkable hearing. Barn owls have a few other predatory traits in their favor. Their wings are rather large in proportion to their bodies, and fringed edges on their flight feathers allow them to fly silently as they swoop close to the ground searching for small mammals. Once they locate their prey, their sharp beak and talons do the rest of the work. Owls cannot digest the fur, feathers, and bones of their prey, so their leftovers, so to speak, are regurgitated in the form of a hard pellet. Being the most common owl means barn owl pellets are the most common kind found. A friend of mine has a pair of nesting barn owls in her yard, and her son proclaimed every pellet to be a treasure that he intends to dissect with his friends. Really, who can deny the fun in being able to decipher the mystery of what small creature became an owl's meal? Uncovering the skulls and bones from voles, gophers, field mice, or even small birds can be fascinating at any age. If you aren't lucky enough to have barn owls nesting in your yard, you can try putting up an owl box. They like cubbyhole spaces, and the Hungry Owl Project, a wild care program, is happy to help you find the right spot and right box. Of course, you can also tune in to the Tree Cavity webcam at Audubon Star Ranch. A pair of nesting barn owls inhabit the cavity every year. You can check them out at www.starranch.org. That's www.starranch.org. Things should get interesting in a hurry now that the owls have laid their first egg of the season. The barn owl is a fascinating bird, well deserving of its recognition as the 2010 Bird of the Year. And while the species is not at risk in the broader sense, some local populations have experienced sharp declines due to the removal of breeding habitat and other threats, such as a large number that are hit by vehicles. For the most part, however, it is a species that has managed to strike a delicate balance with human activity. And if you are fortunate enough to spy one here in Marin, be thankful that this remarkable rafter is still within our midst. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon. Visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.